You're on Yud Aleph, Amud Aleph, the top. The Omar Rava Bar Machshio, Omar Rav Chama Bar Guria, Omar Rav. Kol Ir Shigagol Sheha Gvoa Mibesha Knesses, Lusov Kareva. Any city where the roofs of the houses are higher than the shul, so in the end it's going to be destroyed. Shenemar L'Romim Es Beis Elokeinu L'Hamid Es Karvosa. We want to be Meromim, to exalt the Beis Elokeinu, and the shul is a Beis Mikdash Ma'at, and that will L'Hamid Es Karvosa, that will hold back its being destroyed. V'Hani Mile Bebatim. That's only houses. Avo B'Kashkushi V'Avruri Leslanbot. These are towers. We'll see in one second what the difference is of the towers. Towers and what's it called? Avruri or Bironios Migdolim. Different kinds of towers and walls. Then there's no problem if they're higher than the shul. Omer Avashi, Ano Avdi L'Mosa Machsi D'Lo Charva. I kept Mosa Machsi from being destroyed because I made sure that the shul was higher than the houses. Iva ha charva, lemaisa, was destroyed. May also oven lo charva. No, but not because of that. I saw to it that this wouldn't be the reason it would be destroyed. Rashi, leromen beis alokeinu, val yedei kain zochinu losesh lanu geder b'Yehuda. Because I was meromen beis alokeinu, that's why we were able to build the charvos and they weren't destroyed again. Kishkushe v'avrure, bironios u'migdolim. Different kinds of towers. Rav Ashi Rosh Yeshiva Hayyeh B'Masa Machshia U'Minoah Mil Hagbiyah Vateh Yosem B'Senei. He stopped them from building their houses higher than the shul. So just as halacha, because the mice in most places are not zoyer in that bichlal. So first of all, the Rosh says, what's the heter of Migdolim? Because they're not used for Dira. Right? What's it called? And therefore he says that any roof that's not used for living, right? The roofs are like our roofs, our mishupa. They used to go up on the roof and do things there. But we can't use our roofs. So then the roof is not no problem that's higher than the shul. So even a living place, but the roof is not usable, so then the roof, is if that's higher than the shul, is no problem. But, the Rosh says, and the Shulchan Aruch brings on like this, if there's a living place under the roof, then that can't be higher than the shul. Even though the roof itself, right, so you're dealing with a few feet of difference. Because the aliyah, the second story, can't be higher than the shul, even though the roof could be higher than the shul if you don't use the roof. But any part that's used for dira can't be higher than the shul. The Ran holds that, what's it called, that even the roof can't be higher than the shul if the roof is over some place that you live. The only thing of Bironios and Avrure, Kishkushe, these things, Migdolim, are where they're not used for living altogether. Just stam towers. Right? Then the roof can be higher than the shul. But if it's a place where you live under that roof, even though you don't use the roof itself can't be higher than the shul either. The Meiri has an interesting shita. He says that the only time that the houses can't be higher than the shul, if you're building them because you want to make an edifice, high edifice. But if you're building it for living purposes, you're making an apartment house, right? Because you want a lot more rooms to live in, that's no problem. Or you're doing it as a wall to keep the city strong or whatever. Anything that's made for a purpose, not just for show, right? For to show greatness, then there's no problem of building it higher than the shul. But most poskim don't pass like the Miri. The Bach also said, it's only talking about a Beis HaKnesses that you build. But if you have a shul in a house that you rent, then the what's it called, the houses can be higher than the shul. So only if you build a shul specifically, the shul has to be the highest building in the city. The Mogen Avraham says, and this is what they're, Shlomo Chanuch Chutzlaretz, that in a city where there's goyim, and they don't listen to this halacha, and they build their houses build bigger than the shul no matter what, you can't stop them. So once their house is bigger than the shul, then you can build your house bigger than the shul too. Right, so in Chutz Laaretz, that's the Metzius, right? In a city, the Goyim build skyscrapers, and therefore there's no reason why you can't build your house bigger than the shul. There's another halacha, besides this, that the shul should be the highest building. It also should be built in the highest spot in the place. In other words, if you have a mountain like here, the shul should be built on the high point of the mountain, and it should still be higher than the other buildings. There's two halachas. The Rosh holds that if people built their houses higher than the shul, then they're chayiv to cut off the top. They have to make it smaller. It's a din mamon. And the Rach holds that you can't be mechayiv then to make it smaller. What you do is make the shul bigger. Put a tower on the shul, put an antenna on top of the shul or whatever. But you can't make them, what's it called, and it's even one corner of the shul higher is enough. Lamaisa, why aren't we nizer in this? So in Chutz Laaretz, we have a reason. But here in Eretz Israel, right, there's no goyim building here in Matat Yahu. So why isn't the shul the highest building in the yeshuv? Why in many places, many yeshuvim, right? The shul is not necessarily the highest building. So there are some kind of few different heterim, but none of them by themselves are good enough. The Meiri holds that it has to be that no building has a higher ceiling than the first floor of the shul. In other words, it's not that the roof has to be high, the roof of the shul has to be higher than every other building. It's just that the inside height of the shul ceiling should be higher than any other building's thing. Then it doesn't make a difference. So if you have 20 stories, but each story is less than the height of the first story of the shul, there's no problem. So usually shuls have higher roofs than any of the buildings, so that's okay. Doesn't mean externally that the shul has to be lower than the buildings. Okay, that's a Meiri. Then there's what's it called? Another shita is that if the shul is built, if they all would be on common even ground, then the shul would be higher. But since things are built, that's called staggered on a mountain or whatever, there could be houses higher than the shul because they're higher up on the land. But if those houses would be equal on the same footing as the shul, they wouldn't be higher than the shul. That's also okay. The Sfasemis says if there's one shul in the area that's higher than the other houses, then all the other houses could be higher than all the other shuls. So that's also something to be somech on. Another is what's it called, that the whole inyan, why the shul has to be higher, is because the shul should be more elaborate than other places. So it used to be that the only way of making it more elaborate was making it higher. Today, height is not the ikker. Today, how elaborate the thing looks. So the shul should be nicer than the regular houses. Then it could even be lesser. It's another shita. But somehow, for some reason, even in Eretz Yisrael, we're not zohir in this. And if you can be Zohar, Mislam, it's okay, but if you can rely on any one of these heterim, that's a good reason after the fact why we're not Zohar. Okay.
Is this the only place in Shas that it's brought down?
Is this the only place that it's brought down? I think so, yeah. I think so. Look at the side and see if it's anywhere else. What's the Nafka Mina? Well, what's the difference?
What?
That's also Dira. No, it means mamish just towers made for strength or for lookouts or things like that. Okay, the Omar Rav Bar Machsi, Omar Rav Cham, Bar Guya, Omar Rav, Tachas Yishmoel velo Tachas Nochri. Better to be under the rule of Yishmoel and not under the rule of the Nochrim, which is what's it called, probably Romans. Tachas Nochri velo Tachas Chaver. Better under the Romans and not under what's it called Chaverim. Chaverim is another nation. Rashi says they were Persians. Tosfos says they weren't the Persians. They were what's it called? They were a group that was part of Persia, but the nastier Persians. Tachas Chaver velo Tachas Tamid Chacham. Better to be under the authority of a Chaver than under the authority of a Tamid Chacham. And Tachas Tamid Chacham, better to be under the authority of a Tamid Chacham velo Tachas Yosem Almana than to be under the authority of a Yosem Almana, because there's really you have to be careful how you react. Okay, Rashi. Tachas Yishmuel L'Shamsho. If you have to have somebody's authority over you to serve them, right, so Yishmuel are better rulers than Nochri, Adomim, than Romans. Shoyu Rishoyim Yosef, they were worse. Chaver Uma B'nei Parsoyim. Rashi says they were a nation from amongst the Parsoim. Talmud Chacham, im yaknitenu yanishenu. If you make the Talmud Chacham upset, he'll punish you. The chen yosem v'almana, you get punished. Right? Mitnation dimosem mitzuya. They cry, and the Rabban Shalom takes the revenge for them. Okay. Of Amar Rava Bar Machsio, Amar Avchama Bar Guria. It's just an interesting tosis here. Tosas says, brings down over here that the Chaverim were from the Persians. They were different, what's it called, a group amongst the Persians who were domim lamalachi chavala, and they looked like malachi chavala. They looked like angels of destruction. Why did they look like angels? Lathishalovshim begodim shchorim, because who wear black clothing. So if you wear black, it's mashmi, you look like a malach chavala, urechavim, and they wear wide black clothing. Behind the shakla, that's wearing wide black clothing makes you look like a destructive angel. Okay. If you wear nice black clothing, Mustama, it doesn't make you happy. Okay. The Omar Rava Bar Machshia, Omar Rav Cham Bar Gurya, Omar Rav, Kol Choli Velo Choli Meayim. Better to have any sickness and not stomach trouble. That's the worst. Kol Ke'ev, any pain, Velo Ke'ev Leiv, and not heart pain. Kol Michush Velo Michush Rosh. If you have to have a small pain, small discomfort, right, that's better to have any kind of discomfort than a headache. Kol Roa Velo Isha Roa. And any bad thing that you could suffer, but not a bad wife. That's the worst. Okay. Rashi. Choli, hu choli oruch, hamenavne v'holeich, umatish koach. Go, Esther, the choli harosh. Right, choli is describes something that is chronic and that debilitates a person. That's called choli. Ke'ev, a pain, hu haholeich uba. That's something that's not chronic and it's not debilitating, comes and goes. To go in cave shein, cave maka, you have a pain from a wound or pain in your tooth. Right, that's not a chronic situation. It's good to know for when Rashi's telling you, whenever you see the word ke'ev in Shas, right, it doesn't mean a sickness, it just means a pain that comes and goes. And when you see the word choli, it means a sickness. You could have a choli that you have to get into bed for, a choli not, but it's a chronic thing. Michush, choshosha bi'alma lefishah v'kal. And michush just means you have some discomfort that comes temporarily, and it's not that terrible. So those are the three levels. Okay,
is
right.
Is physical specifically, or could it be emotional?
Yeah, pain, no, it means a heart pain. We were talking about physical things. All of these other things are physical. It could be that there's a hint here of other things, but actually we're talking about real sicknesses, not emotional sicknesses. V'omar Rava Bar Machsi, Omar Rav Chama Bar Gurya, Omar Rav, im yu kol hayamim diyo, if all the seas would be ink, the agamim kolmosim, and all you make from all the swamps, take the reeds and make them into pens, the shamayim yirios, and all the heavens would be paper, the chol b'nei adam lavlorim, and all people would be scribes, ein maspikim liftov chalol shel rashus, wouldn't be able to write the vastness of the government. Governments are extremely vast and deep because they have to take care of all different kinds of things all the time, right? The doings, all of the responsibilities of a government, right? Of a kingdom are unfathomable. Micro, where's the pasuk? Omer Misharsha Shemaim LaRom VeEretz LaOmek VeLev Malachim Ein Cheker. Right, the heavens, it's deeper than the earth, and what's it called, and higher than the heavens is the heart of kings. It's impossible to fathom. Rashi, chalala shel rashus, omek libam, right, the depth of the heart, in other words, of the cheshbonos that the king has to take in consideration, shutzarich liyoso leiv lekama medinos, he has to have his mind on all different kinds of provinces, lamas, hakotsu, for tax reasons, lekama milchomos, and wars, lekama mishpatim, and judgments, hakol biyomechon, everything is at one time, right, the vastness of what the government deals with is a very vast thing. V'omar Rava Bar Machsi, Omar Rav Chama Bar Gurya, Omar Rav, Yotha Tainis L'Chalom Ke'esh L'Na'oris. If you have a bad dream, the best way to get rid of the bad from the dream, the Marsha says, just like if you have, Na'oris, is flax that's dried out or whatever, it burns very flammable. It's, So just like you can burn that Na'oris very quickly, you can burn the bad out of the dream with a Tainis. We explained, I think, in Brachas, that the whole idea of a chalom is that you see what's going on in the spiritual world. In order for it to come into the physical world, it has to have some kind of physical connection. Right? That's the Ramban says. That's the idea of Maisa Ovo Simin Labadim. You try to bring the prophecy into the physical world to give it a root, something to have a connection to. As long as it's still in the spiritual world, it could change. So dreams, the same thing. When you interpret it and you bring it into the physical world, you make it more real. So you bring it from the spiritual powers into the physical world, it becomes more real, it's less chance of change. The opposite is true too. If you don't want the dream to happen, then you distance it from the physical world. So if you fast, you're distancing yourself, who had the dream, from the physical world, and therefore it's what's called, makes it that the dream won't happen. The bad part of the dream won't come true because it's still in the spiritual world, it's not going to come into the physical world. And that's why it says that if somebody else has a bad dream, then you don't fast. What's it called? Because you weren't the one who brought the thing into the world. So your being separated from the world is not going to help. Right? It's only if you had the dream, then the fasting is good. Omar of Chizda ubo b'yom. The fasting only helps that day. But if you delay the fast, it's not going to help. It's only that day that you had the dream, that's when the dream is still hovering in the heavens. Better you should distance yourself from the physical world. It'll keep the dream away from the physical world. Therefore, since it has to be bo b'yom, therefore you're allowed to fast even on Shabbos. The reason being that even though normally fasting on Shabbos is aser, because of onik Shabbos, but here, since you're upset about the dream, and if the bad dream happens, you'd be even more upset. So fasting is a bigger onik for you, right? Because you know that you're getting the dream taken away than eating. Because if you eat, you're going to be upset because you're not taking the dream away. So knowing that you're going to take the dream away is a bigger onig Shabbos than the eating itself. Rabbi Yeshua Bereder of Idi Ikla Lebe Rav Ashi Avdile Igla Tilsa. Rabbi Yeshua Bereder of Idi went to the house of Rav Ashi and they made him an Igla Tilsa. So Rashi learns Igla Tilsa here means that it was the third born, which is the best. Third born is the best. Because the first one, Rashi says, the first two aren't that healthy. The third one is already good. Other places, Rashi says that Igla Tilsa means a three-year-old eagle. Calf that was 3 years old, already was more fat or whatever. So in any case, whatever it is, they made him really nice meat. Amrule lito marmide, so he said, why don't you eat something? Amrule betainis yasivna. So he couldn't lie to them. He told them, I'm fasting. Sometimes you can, borrow on your fast days and change it to a different day. The Rambam says, talking where you made a neder that you're going to fast 10 days, but you didn't specify which days. And then you, decided the night before, the mincha before, you're makabel the tainis for the next day, and you say, okay, this is going to be one of my 10 days. And then something happens the next day, and you have to eat, like here. So you're allowed to change your mind and say, I'll make the day a different day. Since the chatchila, you didn't specify a specific day, the fact that you made this day one of the 10 days is not strong enough that you can't change your mind later and make it a different day. Others hold that even if you made a specific day, so I'm fasting this day, right, and then you change your mind in the middle, that you're allowed to change your mind and substitute a different day. Okay. So, Omer Lei Tainis Chalomu. No, it's not just Stama Tainis. It's a Tainis Chalom. Omer Rav Bar Machsi, Omer Rav Chama Bar Guri, Omer Rav Yofa Tainis Lechalom, Keishel Nioris. Omer Rav Chizda Bo Biyom. The Tainis only is good today. If I wait till fast tomorrow, it won't help. So I have to fast today. So today, I can't change it to a different day. Omer Rav Yosef Afil B'Shabbos. And therefore, even on Shabbos, you're allowed to fast. Rashi. Igla Tilsa Shlishi Lebet Shehu Meshubach, right? The third born, which is better. Mitnesha Behema Bekatnusa Eina Dayin Bekocha, right? When the animal is young, it's not in its full strength. Vahavlad Risha Mesheni Eino Bari, and therefore the first two Lados are not the strongest ones. But when the animal gets stronger, it already has its third child, right? Then the third child is a real strong, like gesunte animal, the meat is better. Okay, now with this, Tainis Chalom. The Rambam holds that It's not stam you're allowed to fast on Shabbos. You have to fast. Right? You have to fast a tainus chalom. If you had a bad chalom, right, whether it bothers you, whether it doesn't bother you, there's a chiyuv to fast. Okay. Now the Rashba holds only Rishos, that's how the Torah holds, the Shulchan Aruch, Mishaburu pass like that, there's no chiyuv to fast. If you feel like fasting, you're allowed to fast, and even on Shabbos. But it's not a chiyuv. There's no chiyuv to fast bechlal, even during the week. The Shulti HaGiborim brings down three kinds of chalomos, right, and different halachas that apply to these three groups of chalomos. One group is if you saw a Sefer Torah that was burnt, or you saw the beams of your house falling down, or you saw Yom Kippur B'Shas Nila. Those are the three dreams that are really bad. Those three dreams are bad, except if it's Aseres Metshuva and you dream about Yom Kippur Nila and you're davening Nila or something like that, then it's no problem. Those, if these things you've been thinking about, right, if they've been working on your house or the house next to you or whatever, then you don't have to worry about seeing a dream of the house falling down because you've been thinking about that. Same thing if what's it called, you'd be thinking about a Sefer Torah being burnt, but in any case, you saw a movie about the Holocaust, right, and they had a Sefer Torah being burnt there, and you dreamt about it that night, then it means nothing. But if you weren't thinking about Sefer Torah or about fires, you weren't thinking about Yom Kippur, and you weren't thinking about houses falling down, and all of a sudden you had one of these dreams, they're dreams, okay? The Beis Yosef adds, even if you see Yom Kippur stop in a dream, or you see yourself reading a Sefer Torah, or you see yourself getting married. That's a real bad dream. In the Berech HaBayis, he's Mosif, all the bad dreams that we learned in Brachas, in the last Perek, also included in this thing. There, what's it called? The Shulchan Aruch said that. Any of the dreams in Brachas that are mentioned specifically, that they're bad dreams, it was all those dafim, that's one suk. That, even if it doesn't bother you, since the Gemara says those are bad dreams, there's an inyan to fast for those dreams. That's what the Bach says. Even on these, even if you don't feel bad, right? If, however, you feel bad, you saw a dream and it's not one of these, but you think it's a bad dream, right? It's another one. It seems to you that it's bad, and you really feel bad about it, then also is an inyan to fast, and even on Shabbos. Rabbi Klonimus holds that we don't fast Bizman Azeh, Tainis Chalom on Shabbos, because we don't know what dreams mean. We have no Pisron Chalomos, and therefore the dream you may have had is a good dream, even though you think it's bad, and therefore we don't fast on Shabbos, because Mais is also to fast on Shabbos. It's only Mutter because of the Indian of Olnik Shabbos. We don't fast on Shabbos. The Magen Avraham says, even these dreams, the ones that we know for sure are bad, right, you don't fast unless you feel bad about it. If it doesn't bother you, right, then you don't fast on Shabbos either. The Mordechai says you only fast if you saw the dream three times. You got to have this dream three times, recur three times. Didn't recur three times, even if you feel bad about it, even if it's one of the ones that the Beis Yosef, the Shulta Gibori mentions, you still don't fast. We're going to go through the halacha in a few seconds. Just read you from the show on the halachas, so you know what the halachas of a tainus chalom are. But these are the different shitas. Now, the Gemara also says in another place that if you fasted on Shabbos, then you have to fast again to make up for the fact that you fasted on Shabbos. Tosus compares it to a nozer. It says that what's it called, or a nether that you made, what's it called. It's really not a good idea to what's it called, to become a nozer. Okay, but if you know that you're going to, what's it called, do worse things, then it's the lesser of the two evils to become a nozer or whatever. Or a person has a tainus, right? Better not to make tanios. But if you know that you need the tainus, then it's a lesser of two evils. Same thing over here. It's better not to fast on Shabbos. But if you have a tainus chalom, then it's better to fast on Shabbos, right, even though there's bad also. For the bad, you have to make another tainus to make up for it on Sunday. So some hold that that's not by a tainus chalom. That which it says, that's only if you fast for other reasons on Shabbos. Kapora, whatever. But a tainus chalom, it's a takana chachomim. The Rambam holds you have to fast. So the feed that, the Rambam, that you have to fast, l'chari, you don't have to fast again. You're doing what the Chachamim said. Why should you have to fast again? But according to us, that it's not a chiyuv, just a reshus, then you're doing something. It's the lesser of two evils, but there's still evil. You have to fast to make up for it. And that's pretty much how we hold it. You have to fast again. And then what's it called? The same thing goes, the Hagos Maimini says, that if you fast on Rosh Chodesh, or on Yontif, a tiny skalom, or on Chanukah, Purim, Erev Yom Kippur, when you're not allowed to fast, all those times you're not allowed to fast, also you have to fast again, even though it's not Shabbos, right? And from there it's clear that you're allowed to fast a tiny skalom on Yontif too. Because if you fast it on Yontif, you have to make it up the next day also. The tour holds, you don't have to dafka make it up on Sunday or the next day. You have to fast another fast at some point, right? But the Rashba and the Shulchan Aruch Taka say you should do it immediately, unless there's some reason why it can't be done immediately. The kapara should be the next day, Mamish Sunday, you should fast. What happens if the next day is a Tainus Sibur? Right? You fast the Tainus Chalom on Shabbos, and Sunday is Shivasa B'Tamuz. So the Taz holds you Yotzi with that, right? And the Morgan Avraham holds you not Yotzi. And he brings a raya from the fact that if you fast at Erev Yom Kippur because of a Tainus Chalom, you have to make another Tainus. Mash Yom Kippur is not enough. So the Taz says, no, it's not. It's talking where you have to have kavana that Yom Kippur should help also for your tainus, not just stop. Or Yeshivos or Batama should help. He didn't have kavana, or for some reason the person had to eat on Yom Kippur. Right? He had the tainus chalom, and then he had to eat on Yom Kippur. So he still has to have another, what's it called? He has to have another tainus. But if he fasts on Yom Kippur, then it's good enough. So I read to you the Shona Halacha, so you'll see how unclear this halacha is. Yesh Omrim, et mutter l'shames bo tainus chalom, kadei sheyikra gzardino, v'yivala kol hayom b'tor v'tfila. If you're fasting a tainus chalom on Shabbos, the whole day you should spend learning, davening, v'yishchaper lo, v'yochol l'shvadas, and you're even allowed to say vidui on Shabbos, when you're mis'ana, right, just like on chol. And you say anenu, in alokai nitzor, without chasima. You say, in alokai nitzor, you say anenu, kodem yuratzon, and after the tfila you say the ribon ho'olam, and you say usually on a tainus, that should be considered like I was mocked with myself as a korban. You can say that also on Shabbos, because that which you're not allowed to ask your tzrachim is only material tzrachim you can't ask on Shabbos, but spiritual things you're allowed to ask for on Shabbos. Yesh omrim she'em l'sanos b'Shabbos ela l'chalom sharo gimel pamin. Like we said, well, some shittas hold that there has to be a dream that you saw for the third time already on Shabbos. V'yesh omrim she'ezman hazeh ein l'sanos tainus chalom b'Shabbos by Reb Klonimus. Some hold you don't bichlal el al chalom. What's it called? Shein onu b'kiyam b'pitros chalom. We don't know bichlal what's a good dream and a bad dream, right? What's it called? The yesh omrim shal gimel chalomus v'samishal. Some holds only three dreams: the shulchan gibarim that you fast on Shabbos, the ones you see a sefer Torah or tefillin, right, being burnt. Right, and you see Yom Kippur b'shas nila, and some say even Shalom b'shas nila. You see the beams of your house falling down, and some people that's a good simon. Or you see your teeth falling out, or your jaws falling out. Right, and if you had a toothache, that's no inyan. And the simon is that your children are going to die. If you have no children, it's also no bad simon because you have no children. Some say if you see reading your sefer Torah, or you see that you're getting married. Or you see that, what's it called, those are the things that you have to bedafka fast on, and no other have said, and no other ones. And chalomos that only portend, and some say that any of the bad chalomos in the last parak of brachas you have to fast for, but not the ones that portend only material bad misfortune. Only things that are mamish, no gea, ledine, nefashas. But if it's only material misfortune, you can't fast for that on Shabbos. Right? And still, a lot of the things aren't the way you see it. It goes after what it's called, and this place, it could be a bad chalom, and a different place, a different one. The dafkin nafsho, v'chol eila chalomus dafkin nafsho agumalo. We paskin, it's only if it bothers you. Even if you see these dreams, right, it has to be that it bothers you too. Not like the sheet doesn't hold that these dreams, even if it doesn't bother you. The reason is because you're going to be upset about it. It's going to be less onik Shabbos if you eat than if you fast. If you adam shein makbid b'chalom ra or shatanis koshalav mitzvah yosef b'taniso mash mitzvah b'pachad achalom also l'sanos b'Shabbos. If you're going to be more upset by fasting, right, than you would have been to eat and be upset about the dream, then it's not an onik Shabbos for you. It's only where fasting is going to be a bigot oneg, because if you would eat, you'd be more afraid of the dream and you'd be more upset than you'd be upset because of fasting. Right? And the shalom usually passes when you shouldn't fast on Shabbos, because it's very difficult to know who's going to be more upset by eating than by fasting. Eliyasana Beis Yom B'chol. He used to say he fasts 2 days during the week. It's better than even fasting that same day on Shabbos. Okay, so therefore, for most part, this halacha is you don't fast Tanis Chalom on Shabbos, except under very extenuating circumstances. Okay. The Mishchilo Ematsikin, Matsikin the Kriyishma, Hatanele Reisha, Ematsikin, right, says that Matsikin the Kriyishma, the Ematsikin the Tfilah. He said that right in the Reisha. Sefer Eslam Divrei Torah, that if you're learning, you also, what's it called, a matzik for kriyishma. The Tanya, chaveim shal yosukim b'torah, people sitting and learning, matzikim the kriyishma, they matzikim the tefillah. They have to stop to say kriyishma, because we don't say by Torah, osik b'mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah, because if you'd say that, you wouldn't do any mitzvahs. The whole purpose of Talmud Torah is you should do mitzvahs. So by Talmud Torah, the halacha is that even if you're osik b'Talmud Torah, and it's a mitzvah comes that you have to do, and it has a set time, you need to have to stop doing it, stop learning and do it. If the mitzvah has no set time, push it off to when you're not learning. If you don't have to do it, let somebody else do it. But if it's a mitzvah that you have to do and has a set time, then you have to stop learning and to do the mitzvah. Amar Rav Yochanan, Loshon Elokigon Rav Shimon ben Yochai, V'chadei Rav, Shetorasun Nasum. The only people who aren't matzik to daven is not stam if you're learning. You stop learning, so zman tefillah l'chud, zman Torah l'chud. Right? Then you stop learning to daven. But a person who learns Torah Sum Naso constantly, like Rav Shimon Bar Yochai v'Chaverav, they never mavakel for anything. Then they don't have to daven either. Aval kigon anu, time of the Gemara said, but we mafshikel the kriyish mal tefila. We have plenty of time for other things. We have time to daven too. Okay. For Tanya k'shem she mafshikel the tefila, kachi mafshikel the kriyishma. Aye, when it says what's it called? Just like you're not mafshik for tefila, you're not mafshik for kriyishma. What's that talking about? When are you allowed to continue doing what you're doing and not stop to even say Kriyishma? Kitani ahi be'ibur shana. That's talking be ibur shana. They used to go and make all the calculations to decide to make an ibur shana or not. There, they didn't daven, they didn't say Kriyishma, they did what they were doing. We'll see in 1 second what we learn from this. Domra vada barava, v'chein tanu savi dahagronia, omra belozer bar tzodak, kishayinu al oskin be'ibur shana, v'yavne, when we would get together to make the deliberations of Ibra Shon and Yavna, lo hayinu mafsikin lo lekriyishma v'lo tefillah. Then we're potter. Because all sikh mitzvah, potter min ha-mitzvah. Rashi. Ein mafsikin. V'hotani reisha ein mischilo ein mafsikin. V'gavi tefillah kaimina. We're talking about tefillah. V'lomele le-mahadu le-mishne ein mafsikin le-tefillah. Why does the Seif have to say again ein mafsikin le-tefillah? We said already ein mafsikin le-tefillah. Esel divrei Torah umil sach risinokan. Chaverim ha'oskim b'Torah mafsikin Torahs on the Kriyishma dismano deoraisa v'shoch b'chov kumecha ve'im mafsikin l'tfila. For this Rashi is mashma that Rashi holds that tfila is min haTorah, except the zman haTfila is not min haTorah. Says machlokes the Rambam and the Ramban. The Rambam holds that tfila be'ikar is min haTorah. You have to daven every day, but when you daven is only rabbinic, and what you daven is only rabbinic. The Ramban holds that tfila b'chlal is not a mitzvah min haTorah. You don't have to daven every day. You only have to daven if there's an eish tzorah. But normally you don't have to daven. If you want to daven, you can daven. The whole tefillah is only the Rabbanah every day. So from and Kriyishma, what's it called? Rashi says Zmana the Oraisa. The Zman is the Oraisa. Why didn't Rashi just say Kriyishma is the Oraisa? Tefillah is the Rabbanah. Masha, the Rashi holds that tefillah is also the Oraisa, but the Zman is not the Oraisa. But the Zman of Kriyishma is the Oraisa. That's the difference between them. The nice on the bottom, he has a different girsa, which according to that girsa, Rashi holds that tefillah is only the Rabbanah. Right, not just the Zman HaTfilah's Rabban, and all Tfilah's Rabban. Depends on the gear cells here. Aval anu, holo mafsikin torasenu, nasenu, kol shken shenasas b'tfilah. If we have time to stop our learning to work, you can stop learning to daven also. Ibur shana, shoy olim shiva laliyah. They said seven people used to go up into an attic. The nosim and osim, and they make the deliberations, im hashana ruya tzrich lesaber, they make all the deliberations, the calculations, whether this year should be a leap year or not, kidom v'sanhedrin, ala ovim, ala peris, ala ila, tzkufa, all the different reasons why to make an ibur year, they had to make the calculations and the deliberations. When they did that, they were parted from davening. Okay, just the, what's it called, the, the Rambam holds that Osek b'tzorchei tzibur, Ibur Hashon is just an example of tzorchei tzibur. So a person who's involved in tzorchei tzibur, right, he has a hanhala meeting, okay, and it's in the middle of davening time, so he doesn't have to stop the daven. And he doesn't have to stop for Kriyishma either, because Osek b'mitzvah, Potter min mitzvah. right? Just like Ibra Hashana, the Shulchan Aruch Taka says like that. Somebody is osik b'tzorchei tzibur, and he can't stop the daven. There, what's it called? There's something being going on that's important. It can't be pushed off. So then the halacha is that you can. It's not like Torah. Torah, you have to stop because the purpose of Torah is you should do mitzvahs. But osik b'mitzvah, pater me mitzvah. If you're doing a mitzvah of tzorchei tzibur, then it's like Ibur Hashana, the Rambam holds, and the Shulchan Aruch passes like that, and you don't have to daven, and you don't have to say Kriyishma. Tosfos holds it's only Ibur Hashana that's Docha Kriyishma, because all the Moadim are totally in it. Special thing. But Stam Tzorchei Tzibur, you may not have to stop to daven, but you have to stop to say Kriyishma.